This is the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, bringing you the info you need to make your next move a great one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Chester County Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Dominski. This is the show that gives you the information that you need to make your next move a great one. This week, I am sitting down with Stephen Marks again. Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Good, Sean. Thanks for having me again, man.
So I know you've been on the show several times now, but let's tell a little bit. Let's tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do and your business, and then we can transition into what you're seeing right now in this market.
Yeah, definitely, Sean. So my name's Stephen Marks. I am a team lead here at RE/MAX Ace Realty. Overall, I'm the owner of the Stephen Marks Real Estate Team, aka the SMART Team. The past couple of months, really for my business, because I'm really focused on building the team now, so that way we can have the best systems put into place to make your next move, like you just said, starting this out, a great one.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been really focusing on the last couple of months. So has my production slowed down a little bit? Yes. But I did that for the long run as of being able to provide better quality and care for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things that I've been putting into place is kind of like a first-time home buying course, mm-hmm. something that walks you step-by-step through the whole process. It makes it so it's a complete seamless process. It makes it so it's easy for you to kind of run. As well,
real quick, you can keep going, but so putting together a course for home buyers, can you give an example of some of the things that you feel like home buyers should need to know but often don't know, especially first-time homebuyers?
Yeah, definitely. So, one big section of the course talks about documentation.
Okay.
I'm going to present you a lot of documents and when we go to submit offers. And there's a lot of questions that come upon when presenting these documents, like what is an earnest money deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the videos and everything else like that in the course, we go over exactly everything that entails of what a home earnest money deposit is,
mm-hmm.
what it really means, when you're putting it down, different things like that. So that's kind of like one example of things we go over, as well as the whole like showing homes process to make it as easy as possible for all of us. It just makes it so it's more of a seamless, stressless process, and you're not really having to deal with the whole what am I doing in this step? What am I doing this step? And it's not feeling like communication is getting lost. So mm-hmm. It makes it, where the systems are put into place. I have it so now where if I'm working with an active home buyer, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they feel like they're getting taken care of, and it's super important to me personally. So I made it a goal for myself, and I text every single one of my active home buyers every single morning after I do a brief MLS search for them. And I just let them know, hey, Sean, Steven here. Just want to let you know that there was two homes that popped up overnight that kind of match your search criteria. Here's the addresses. Let me know if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, by doing that, it makes it so my home buyers aren't just going on Zillow and searching up and feel like my job's completely useless because I'm not sending them homes. And this way it makes it as simple as Steven really has or Steven's agents and him have our best mind and interest.
Right.
Because that's truly what I want to make it feel like. I want to make it so everybody feels welcome. Everybody has the knowledge and proper knowledge on how to buy a home, because in reality, that's what my job is to educate you on the home buying process and to provide value. Okay. My home's not just to sell you something, it's mm-hmm. to teach you.
So and, let me ask you about that. So basically you feel like this is another level that you so you feel like this is another level that you have to of customer service to provide. Is it that you're seeing home buyers demand their agents give another level of service, or do you feel like it's more like the agents this is something that you're doing that to be unique for the home buyers that other agents are just kind of letting them slip away? Yeah.
So I think it's more towards the second one.
Yeah.
There is the stat about 60% right now of home buyers in the market are first time home buyers.
Okay.
So there is a need for that. And a lot of them are going in blindly, not really the most educated on what the whole process is. But as well as, I've gotten texts several times saying, hey guys, I've dealt with this agent before, and he didn't do a really good job. Like, he didn't really educate us on the whole process. He kind of just threw us in a home, and now I'm unhappy. You know, and that's not what our job is as an agent in general. Our job is to make sure that you are happy and that the whole process is seamless as possible. And, you know, I want the end goal to be like, dude, Steven and his team did a really great job. Like, I want to send my friends to him, you know, just because he's actually able to help us throughout the process and make it easy, you know, not just the whole like, oh, he threw us into some random home, you know, because in the end of the day, I mean, any sort of business that you run or any sort of just anything, even as an agent or whatever it is, if you don't have good customer service and you don't have the proper care, you know, and systems like that set up, you know, to take care of them, like a client's just going to feel like they're just another transaction. And that's not my goal here. I want my clients to feel like, you know, we're friends at the end of this, you know. I want them to be like, yo, like, let's go grab a drink, you know, let's go do this. Like, I actually genuinely like enjoy talking and working and meeting new people, you know? So, that's why I've kind of put in these courses together, because I found like there's kind of this empty hole in the market of consumer education, and every state's different, you know, in the whole process. And, you know, I feel like it's something that we can really tie down for our local market.
Okay.
All right. And now, is it possible that this isn't really going to generate me more business? Yes. But to me, in my head, I think it's going to better my current business that I do have. I think it's going to make it, you know, more seamless.
Now, I have seen, sorry, I'm having all these microphone issues. I have seen some, like, workshops and classes. Do you see, like, what are the pros and cons between, like, someone who's, for someone who's looking to buy a house, going to, like, an online course versus doing, like, an in-person course or workshop?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, as far as a lot of them, I mean, I do first-time home buyer seminars.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of, you know, a guide to that, but you still get the course with it along the way. Now, the benefit of doing an online course compared to an in-person class is, I mean, you still have the one-on-one contact with me. You still have my phone number. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. We can even meet up at a coffee shop and go over it. It's more interactional, okay? When you have that first-time home buyer class, there might be 20, 30 other first-time home buyers there, and it's going to be hard for you to really get your questions out. Or, you know, it's not easy. You know, with the online course.
Or it's at a different pace than what you need, and it's hard to go back and ask a question if everyone else is kind of moving on.
Exactly. You know, with the course, it makes it so, like, there's feedback after every single segment.
Yeah.
Okay. It makes it to the point where it's like, I see live active notes. Okay. You know, oh, you guys want to know more on this specific section? All right. You know, like, next time we meet up, grab a coffee, or I show you a home, I'll make sure to go over those things. You know, it makes it so that I'm able to actually better help you compared to you just feeling like you're lost in the whole process.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's personally how I am. You know, I attend a lot of these seminars and a lot of these other different things, you know, networking events where people talk, and I can't retain all the knowledge. You know, it's for me, I'm honestly a really slow knowledge, like, person to intake knowledge, you know. I need to, like, review it a couple times before I understand it. So, like, for me, this is something that I feel like would be, like, if I was doing the process for the first time, I'm making it so that I would be physically wanting to use it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not just, like, making something to, like, just throw in your lap because I feel like it's beneficial. I'm making it because it's, like, it's something that I would have wanted. And usually, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, oh, because I want it, everybody wants it. But if it's something that you feel like it would have helped you along the way, then most likely it's going to be able to help other people along the way, too.
Gotcha. Now, what do you say to those people who are looking to buy a house? What do you say when someone says, because I'm sure they said it to you, but if someone came up to you and was like, I want to buy a house, I would be a first-time home buyer, but it's just impossible right now. Like, there's nothing to buy. It's all overpriced, and the mortgage rates are out of control. What's your response typically to that?
You know, I mean, is buying a home for everybody in their current, like, you know, current situation? No. I mean, there might be people that are better off waiting a year or two until they can get a better down payment or they can better afford a mortgage. But then there's also, you know, like there's no guarantee of where the mortgage rates are going to be 2 years from now, where they might be at 9%, you know, or they might be at 5%. So there's, you know, the benefit of, like, hey, you buy now, just refinance at 5, 2 years from now. But if you buy now and the interest rates are at 9, you're kind of grateful you bought now compared to 2 years from now. So it's just more towards going over, like, that exact person's situation. And that's kind of, like, what, you know, also the course is going to help with, too, because it kind of just, like, it puts into place of, oh, okay, well, I'm here in the purchasing process, okay? And it gives you a timeline of saying, like, all right, like, I should be able to buy a home in this amount of time as long as I do these certain steps, mm-hmm. you know? Because it's not just, like, guiding you through the whole process. It's guiding you through, like, oh, here's different ways to, like, help you save money for a down payment. And, like, here's different, right. like, loan options that might be better for you throughout the whole process, you know? Because one person, a conventional loan might be better, but the next person, you know, they might be better off with some sort of FHA or PHFA. I mean, now they have all these, like, all-in-one loans and stuff like that. Like, depending on your situation, you might be able, you know, be better over here.
Yeah, we sat down with Dominic Canatelli, and he talked about the all-in-one loan, and that was a handful of episodes back. I don't want to give the wrong number because it's going to make me look dumb, but I want to say 47, either episode 47 or 48. But yeah, so a couple, we talked about that. And that's another thing that's kind of, I like pointing people to resources for stuff like that because there's so many different options. And when you, like, basically you can inundate them with a fire hose of information. Like, let's go down the list and we can talk about VA and USDA and FHA and all these, like, acronym after acronym. And some people like that and they want that because they want to know all their options. Sorry. So, and they want to know all their options. Or you can, like, look at their situation and be like, hey, this is clearly the best option for you for these reasons. And if someone wants to know how everything works and what their options are, they might get a little put off by that because they're like, whoa, why is he pushing this one thing on me? You know, even if your intentions are completely, you know, for their benefit, like, I looked at everything and this is what I recommend, you know, so that's why I always like to make sure that they have the resources, because if they wanted to research all the options, they can go back and do that. But you're not going to sit them down and force them to listen to you go on and on about all this stuff. So having, like, a course or, like, a resources page, I think, is very, very useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole idea behind it, you know. Because to me, in the past, you know, like, doing so many, like, certain transactions and stuff like that, there might be one lender that's better than another for a specific situation, you know? Like, different companies offer different products, you know? Just how different agents offer different things and just how different, you know, whatever it may be, you know? I mean, there's, hey, you want to save the most amount of money when you're selling your home? I mean, go all ahead and use a limited service company or, you know, have somebody just throw it on the MLS for you and you deal with everything else, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you want, you know, be able to sell for the top and highest amount of money, then, you know,
right.
Do your research, find out, like, you know, find the right agent for you that's going to be able to do that. And I feel like that's, like, what, that's what, you know, the whole idea behind this is to kind of educate you on not necessarily what me and my team can do, mm-hmm. but what me and the whole entire community can do to kind of help you in this whole situation. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of different things out there. You know, I mean, like, business has slowly been picking back up for me. But, you know, you want to make sure you take the best customer care of all of them. And so it's like, all right, well, like, I know this guy, like, in specific, like, you brought up Dominic Cannonelli. Mm-hmm. Well, he's really good at finding just, like, different unique types of loan programs, you know, for a unique situation, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, all right, like, you know, this is a unique situation I'm dealing with. I'm definitely going to tell my clients about Dominic,
right.
you know? And, like, that's just, like, the overall benefit of having somebody that overall just wants to provide you value compared to just kind of just throwing you to the wayside. And I think that's what so much of the real estate industry has become.
Yeah.
Is just, there's a lot of, like, I mean, you see it. Facebook swarmed with it. I go on Facebook, I type in real estate agent, and I get, like, literally, like, 30,000 in our area. You're like, all right, so what sets me apart?
Figuratively, 30,000.
Figuratively. Like, I don't think there's, you know what I'm trying to say, but, like,
I was going
to
say, literally, it's a lot. I think it's definitely five digits, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's quite 30,000. But, I mean, in the state, like, technically, agents that you are competing with, that is possible. You know, it's just that in our area, like, usually agents tend to be very localized. It's like, well, how many agents are you realistically competing with, and how many agents are you, like, actually? And I was at a networking meeting earlier today, and it was like half the people in our little group had their license. So,
No, it's a big number on how many agents are actually out there. And I've talked to a lot of them, and they're honestly, a lot of them in the area are great agents. You know, if I was in real estate, I'd say, hey, go use this guy. You know,
right.
But you know, I mean, again, too, there's also a lot of agents that are newer to the industry that just aren't educated on certain things, and that they need to get trained for it. You know, so that's like also too, like when I took my step back, I really focused on training. You know, like these are the agents on my team that I have. I really want to get them coached up to the point where, you know, if you give them a call, like, you know, oh, they're your friend in situations like that, they know exactly how to handle it. You know, like, oh, because there's people, they realize there's a lot of hiccups that can happen in real estate, you know. Once you get under contract, you know, and you're doing the whole negotiation period, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong, you know, as long as you're not on top of your stuff. So that's where the proper education and years of experience, you know, start to come in and starting to be able to actually, like, train, you know, help clients out.
Yeah, and you know, some of the most knowledgeable agents are kind of nowhere to be found. You know, like they're busy, or I don't mean this to disparage them, but it's like almost like they're half retired. Like a lot of time being spent going down to Florida, a lot of time enjoying themselves and enjoying life, which is fine, because that's where we all kind of want to be. You know, but when you have a first-time home buyer who doesn't fully understand the agreement of sale, who doesn't really understand the process, who are coming in with misconceptions that you have to, like, have to be sat down and explained. Sometimes agents who know a lot can be kind of short with them, and they need resources beyond what they heard on TikTok or some boring, you know, some boring article that was written by some. I don't know if AI is writing real estate articles yet or not, but it's only a matter of time. And, you know, having that connection between the information versus the source, where they're learning on their own, but if they have questions, there's someone that they can go to. It's not just a random video on YouTube. This is like someone who will work with them and help them form that foundation of knowledge. So.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to make it so it's, oh, like you feel like, oh, he's just blowing me off and putting me to a course.
Right.
I want to make it feel like, oh, like he actually like wants to give us this knowledge. It's just, you know, it makes it to the point where it's like, I don't want to ever have to be short with somebody. Okay. But again, so there's only so many hours in the day.
Right.
So, you know, like here's, you know, and if you give me a phone call, I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes anyway if I don't answer your phone.
Right.
You know, and I'm not going to blow you off for days. It's like, all right, like I have a really quick question, or like I'm not sure about this step in the process. Well, that's what the whole course is for. It's like it's just to guide you through step by step and to give you a better understanding, because I mean, like, hey, even if you don't use me as your agent, the course is there to make it so you're educated on the process. You know, because it's not something that they teach in school anymore. It's not something that they really, you know, overall teach in general. So like when like a lot of these first time home buyers come into the market, they're like, where do I even start? You know, a lot of them will just look at homes for months, you know, before they even really know, like, oh, like, where's my actual price range that I should be looking in? You know, what area do I really want? You know, what are some like recommendations on, you know, towns, or like, oh, like I don't even know where to begin to find out what school district would be correct for my child.
Right.
You know, just different things like that, like, can go a long way when it comes towards like finding the right process. And it can make it just so much less stressful, because it's already a huge decision that you're going to make in your life. And like, you already know how much stress is. I mean, you've been through the process yourself, Sean. Like,
oh yeah,
it's not an easy process to go through without the proper education.
Right.
You know, because you're getting, you know, a bullet thrown at you left and right on like, hey, Sean, like, you know, got 40 different lenders calling me, you know, I got all this other stuff going on. Like this guy's saying, you know, he's from Washington State, but he's saying he can give me a half point discount or whatever it is. But like, they don't realize that, you know, I'm not saying like using a lender out of your state, but when you use a local guy, it's so much easier because you get the direct phone number. You don't have the time zone difference.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to, as your agent, I can go to his physical location and office and I can go yell at him. and right. be like, yo, where's my mortgage commitment kind of
oh
deal.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm not on the phone last second calling them up.
I have experienced that where it's like this guy just the mortgage lender literally ghosted me for like a couple weeks. And it was a lead thing. Like the guy worked in Ohio or so. And I was like, if this was one of my guys, I would literally be able to go to his home address and be like, hey, what the heck is going on here? And after that experience, I started being very clear. Like, because any buyer can, a buyer can choose any lender. It's their choice. However, there's some tangible benefits to using a lender that is known, that you have a relationship with, that you know for those reasons and many more. I hate to... I don't want to make it too violent, but I love the phrase one throat to choke. So it's like, you know, when in the middle of the deal, when like things need to get done, it's like you need to make sure like you have access to the people who are, you know, and there's already some sort of relationship. You don't want your agent to be meeting your lender like after the deal's already written and submitted, and now it's like, oh, let's meet the lender that we might or may not be working with or something like that. So that's I just wanted to throw that in there because I think that's important that people kind of know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had a similar experience in like literally the third deal I've ever done. They were using a lender out of New York, and it was upstate New York, and it was like a credit union. Like it wasn't even like a kind of like an independent lender, you know? It was one of those situations where I was like, I'm literally just calling the bank trying to get a hold, like, what's the process on this whole situation going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And literally like the day before settlement, they were like, yeah, well, like you only gave me a month and a half to get this thing done. And I'm going to need another about 3 to 5 weeks to get the commitment out. And at that point, I just went rogue and I was like, really? Because all of my guys have been able to get me a mortgage commitment for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, 3 weeks, if that, like some of them even in like as little as like 8 days,
right?
Depending on like how the process is. I'm like, you don't need 5 more weeks. So what did we end up doing? We ended up switching lenders to one of my local lenders. And within, I think it was 4 days, we only literally only pushed settlement back like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get the full commitment and close on time. Or not close on time, but we were able to close. And, you know, I mean, my client afterwards was like, that's crazy. Like, I didn't realize that, like,
it's,
you know,
that like, big of a difference. You know?
But when he wrote me the review, he literally told me, he's like, listen to Steven on his recommended, you know, people that he says to use, just because it's so much easier and it makes the process like, if you were saying, if I have a physical person where I can just go talk to them and be like, hey man, where are we at in the process here? Because once you're under contract, there's a lot of paperwork, there's a lot of work to do, you know?
The other thing I'm going to add too, and I probably mentioned this on previous episodes, but the other thing is that when you go to someone who just promises you a cheap rate, or they advertise a lot, or they're, you know, giving, you know, throwing in some novelty or whatnot, you are just one client, one customer to them. When you go to someone that you, that like the agent recommends, well, that person's not going to treat you like one client. That person's going to treat you with all of their referrals in the future, like from then on. So if you refer a lot of business to a mortgage person, you know, that mortgage person's going to treat you like the next, like they're going to be looking at you and then all the business that agent is going to be sending you, not just one deal. Because everyone has, you know, every store, every service provider might have a bad experience here or there, and they just kind of have to write it off like, oh yeah, it's unfortunate that didn't work out very well. But if that one experience for them could cost them several deals over the next however many years, they're going to treat they're going to make sure that they don't have that. They're not just going to walk away from that. They're going to make sure that they made it right every way possible, because if they mess with your customer, with your buyer or seller, you're not going to be able to refer them anymore. So you get this incredible buying power when you go with the referred lender or any vendor throughout the process. And that's something that is a tangible benefit to the buyer or the client.
So, yeah. I mean, the same thing comes down to an agent too, you know?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like,
if I give a client a bad experience, which is never going to be my goal, but if a bad experience magically does happen one day, well, guess what? That one person that I lost a client of, and that client, that friendship and relationship that I could have built, they're going to say, dude, don't use Steven.
Right.
Like, don't do that anymore. Like, he's not a good agent. He's kind of screwed me over on this and this, you know? So, yeah, it's like the whole process. And, like, even, like, when we recommend somebody to you, and even if they do bad, like you just said, like, well, then that's also on us, too, now. Like, that made our client have a bad experience, and they're like, oh, well, I used who Steven said to use, and wasn't too good.
Right.
So, obviously, like me, like you said, I'm never going to refer that person out again. So, like, am I ever going to refer somebody out to that lender up in New York that took 3.5 months to do something? No.
Right.
If I see that come up on the a pre-approval letter and my client sends it over to me, I'm going to be like, this is what happened last time I used this person.
Yeah.
Now, I can't control who you choose. You know, if you want to use them, you got to use them. But just to let you know, like, it's going to be a long process.
That's another thing. Maybe on another episode we'll talk about just the importance of working with people who are connected in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you got multiple offers and the selling agent knows that buyer's agent and respects that buyer's agent, how much farther that's going to go for that buyer. But
yeah,
we'll hit that on another episode. Right now, though, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Give me a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shoot me a text message. Go on my website, whatever it may be. My phone number is 484-883-0928.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go on my website, stephenmarks.remax.com, and just fill out the little contact form there, and I will reach out to you.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by RE/MAX Ace Realty. Serving buyers and sellers in the Chester County area. Subscribe for new episodes at acerealtypa.com/podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found.